20th of June, 1936. Talk number 213. Mr. B. C. Das asked why the mind cannot be turned inward in spite of repeated attempts. Maharshi, it is done by practice and dispassion, and that succeeds only gradually. The mind, having been so long a cow accustomed to graze stealthily on others' estates, is not easily confined to her stall. However much her keeper tempts her with luscious grass and fine fodder, she refuses the first time. Then she takes a bit, but her innate tendency to stray away asserts itself, and she slips away. On being repeatedly tempted by the owner, she accustoms herself to the stall. Finally, even if let loose, she would not stray away. Similarly with the mind. If once it finds its inner happiness, it will not wander outward. Talk number 214. Mr. Ekanatha Rao, a frequent visitor, asked, are there not modulations in contemplation according to circumstances? Maharshi, yes, there are. At times there is illumination, and then contemplation is easy. At other times, contemplation is impossible, even with repeated attempts. This is due to the working of the three gunas, qualities in nature. Devotee, is it influenced by one's activities and circumstances? Maharshi, those cannot influence it. It is the sense of doership, kartrutva buddhi, that forms the impediment. 22nd of June, 1936. Talk number 215. Maharshi was reading G.U. Pope's translation of Tiruvachakam and came across the stanzas describing the intense feeling of bhakti as thrilling the whole frame, melting the flesh and bones, etc. He remarked, Manikavasagar is one of those whose body finally resolved itself in a blazing light without leaving a corpse behind. Another devotee asked how it could be. Maharshi said the gross body is only the concrete form of the subtle stuff, the mind. When the mind melts away and blazes forth as light, the body is consumed in that process. Nandanar is another whose body disappeared in blazing light. Major Chadwick pointed out that Elijah disappeared in the same way. He desired to know if the disappearance of Christ's body from the tomb was like that. Maharshi, no, Christ's body was left as a corpse, which was at first entombed, whereas the others did not leave corpses behind. In the course of conversation, Maharshi said that the subtle body is composed of light and sound, and the gross body is a concrete form of the same. The lecturer in physics asked if the same light and sound were cognizable by senses. Maharshi, no, they are supersensual. It is like this. The gross form is the universe, and for the individual, it's the body. The subtle form for the universe is sound and light, nada and bindu. For the individual, it's mind and breath, prana. The primal form for the universe is atma, self, param, transcendental. And for the individual, it's atma, self, param, transcendental. They are ultimately the same. The subtle body of the Creator is the mystic sound, pranava, which is sound and light. The universe resolves into sound and light and then into transcendence. Param. Talk number 216. Maharshi gave the meaning of Arunachala. Aruna means red, bright like fire. The fire is not ordinary fire, which is only hot. This is Gyanagni, fire of wisdom, which is neither hot nor cool. Achala means a hill, so it means hill of wisdom.